Seeing the half marathon get started. It's going to be a lot of fun. We've got a great t-shirt this year we're giving away. Plus, we've got the sleeves, we've got the buffs, we've got the towel, we've got a great medal just for finishing the half marathon. Plus, it's going to be a lot of fun, too. Hey, go ahead and sign up. Swing by City Hall or go by the Shavers Recreation Complex and pick up an application right there. $25 for the 5K and $50 for the half marathon. We got 313 Cafe going to be out there with the post party once you finish the 5K and the half marathon. And, of course, Core 24 is right there to kind of root you along. Bradley's Jewelers is involved with a nice prize to give away, and Julian Davis will be there to kick everything off. It's going to be a fun day, March the 16th. Go ahead, strike it off your bucket list. Get your resolution for Seneca's Half Marathon at 5K, brought to you by Upstate Medical Associates, Henry Ramirez and his gang.
Welcome to the Road Rage with WCCP 105.5 The Roar. Now's a good time for you to get in. What are your memories of the ACC tourney from years past? What are your favorite memories? Do you have favorite memories? You North Carolina, Duke people, I'm sure you have some. Again, that game in 74 was the greatest ACC basketball game that was ever played. And then in 95, you had, as a person or two has mentioned on my Twitter feed and the text line, you had the Randolph-Childress crossover of Jeff McGinnis. You know, I was watching that again this morning. Somebody had tweeted that. And not only was that the filthiest college crossover in history, and it put McGinnis on the ground. McGinnis was so screwed up that he actually fell to the ground. But after he fell, and again, Childress is having the greatest tourney that any ACC player ever had. But after Childress fell to the ground, or after McGinnis fell to the ground, Childress looked over at him prone and motioned for him to get up before he shot the ball and hit the three. I mean, that's how bad it was. Childress not only crossed him over and crossed him to the ground, but then stopped while he was bouncing the ball, just looked over to him and motioned for him to get back up and then train the jumper, which is just filthy. But you know what the best part of it is? You know, it's funny. Even when you know things like that, you can still go back and see things that you forgot or that you just, you had no recollection of. The funniest part in that whole play is that after Childress crosses him over and McGinnis falls to the floor, as that's happening, the North Carolina players are making, you know, are standing up and going, man, you know, did you see that? The North Carolina bench was oohing and aahing over Childress crossover sending McGinnis to the ground. And then when he hit the shot, there were several North Carolina players that rise to their feet. You know, apparently for a moment in time, they forgot who they were playing for. For a moment in time, they either forgot who they were playing for or didn't care.
They just couldn't believe it.
Yeah, they just, you know, look, even when you're on the other side, sometimes you have to acknowledge special. Sometimes you just have to acknowledge special. You know,
I'll tell you a baseball story along those lines. By the way, Walter Payton, level 10 of 10, wrote, Randolph Childress breaking McGinnis' ankles, then telling him to get up and drains the three. Crazy ACC turning memory. Yeah. Again, 95. Dexter says, best college crossover ever. God, Sham God, respectfully disagrees. Well, he could disagree all he wants. Yeah, God, Sham God. Yeah, I remember it well. But trust me, the Childress crossover of McGinnis, which crumbles McGinnis to the ground, combined with Childress telling McGinnis to get back up and the stakes of the game involved. Yes. Walter Payton also writes, Greg Buckner dunking the game winner against UNC. Yeah. I mean, look, the ACC tourney is obviously not what it once was. It was once legendary. And part of that was, you know, the fact that it was so difficult to get in the NCAA tournament. Again, remember, back in this league's heyday, one team made it. And so the tourney meant everything. You know, this was going to determine whether you were going to the tournament or not. I mean, listen, you could make a case that in the year 1974 that Maryland was the best college basketball team in the country. And they didn't even get to play in the tournament because NC State beat them 103-100 in overtime. But those three teams that year, NC State, UCLA, and Maryland, all were tremendous, all very even basketball teams. And in that championship game, Tom Burleson scored 38 points. The 7'4" Burleson just killed Maryland in that game with 38 points. Texas, well, people don't realize that when you couldn't dunk then, when you alley-ooped to Thompson, you had to catch and lay it in. Exactly right. Yeah, there was no dunking then. So when you did alley-oop to Thompson, he did have to catch it and lay it in. I was actually watching some of that game this morning. And, you know, there were times that Tommy Burleson laid the ball in. I mean, you know, he's 7'4". His arms were like, 8 feet long. And, you know, he could have dunked backwards standing on the ground. But there were times he lays the ball in. You see his, you know, his whole half his arm is above the rim. And he's laying the ball in. And it looks so strange in that regard. But those two teams were so unbelievably talented. Again, they had seven guys off those two teams who were up for first round draft status. And eight guys from those teams were drafted, and each team only played seven guys. So the majority of the players who played in that basketball game were drafted. Eight of the 14 guys were drafted, and seven of them were considered round one draft picks. That's how talented they were. And again, those guys were Lucas and John Lucas and Len Elmore and Tom McMillan. And from an NC State standpoint, you know, they were David Thompson and Tom Burleson and Monty Town, guys like that. And so I think that's clearly the greatest ACC tournament game ever. But if you want to get in with your memories of the tournament, you're welcome to do so. Last night, I watched Gonzaga again, and oh, one thing before we get to that, you know, Mona, I listened to the Mark Childress show on Saturday. And I think he does a great job. So if you're not listening to that on Saturday, you need to tune into that too. Mark Childress, Saturday. And he has lots of interviews, and it's a fast-paced deal. And he works with John Haidt on Saturday. It's a good program, so don't forget that on Saturdays. You know, I watched Gonzaga again last night. Before the year in the preseason basketball show, my picks were Gonzaga versus Virginia, as most people probably know already. And as of now, Gonzaga's 1 and Virginia's 2 in the poll. So, you know, it looks like we're on pace to hit another one, another preseason prediction that we appear poised to hit. You know, but sometimes during the season, you'll see things that change your mind that will make you, by the time you get to the tournament, want to come off of it. You know, Texter Ramos says we need a lefty interview. How many times have we had lefty on, Ramona? Five,
a
six?
A few, yes.
We do need to get him back. He is a living treasure, and you just don't know how many more opportunities he'll have. We might die. So he'll probably live forever. So we should get him back. But I'm watching Gonzaga last night, and Killian Tilly returns for Gonzaga. And I realize the competition level is not great, and I get that. I don't think anyone, you know, I hate to spoil a little basketball show. I just don't think anyone has any chance of beating Gonzaga. This is the best Gonzaga team I've ever seen. I think my preseason belief in them was correct. As was my preseason belief in Virginia, that DeAndre Hunter would make them a different team, and he has. But I'm watching Gonzaga last night, and I'm thinking to myself, they're going to kill everybody. I mean, I don't think there's anybody close. I mean, I think it's an issue of who's playing for second place. I mean, look, they're college kids, and strange things can happen, and it is a one-and-done situation. It's not like you're playing a playoff, and it's a best 3 of 5 where the best team's almost always going to win, or a 4 of 7 where it's always going to win, with rare exception. You know, one game can take you out, and with the three-point line, that can mean just one team that shoots extraordinarily well and hits 17 three-pointers on a particular day. That's conceivable. That element is conceivable. But having said that, when I watch Gonzaga, they have virtually no weakness. You know, early in the year, my one concern about Gonzaga was what appeared to be their lack of defensive intensity. It seemed like they thought they were so good offensively, this is even without Tilly, that they didn't feel compelled to play as hard as you need to win high-level games defensively. I thought their effort against Tennessee in that early season game was lackluster. You know, they didn't play well against North Carolina, but that was at the end of a series of games that they've been traveling all around the country, and I thought they were just gassed in that game. And I expected them to be. I did not expect them to play well in that game. But when you look at you look at Gonzaga now, and either the level of opponent is masking a problem that still exists in terms of their defensive intensity, or the fact that they can now sniff it has led them to turn it up. And I think it's the latter. And when I watch Gonzaga, they're the most talented team in the country. Duke has the two most talented guys, and maybe three if you include Reddish in terms of one team with three guys. But I think when you look at the totality of Gonzaga, I just think Gonzaga has length and athleticism, and they have absurd skill. And when I watched them play last night, again, I'm just thinking to myself, well, not only did I make the right pick before the year, but as I watched that last night, I'm thinking they're going to kill people. Dex says, Gonzaga's only problem has always been the bright lights, which they always have a subpar game early. They don't always lose the game. Yeah, but remember a couple years ago, and when North Carolina won the title, Gonzaga took them right to the buzzer. And quite honestly, if they hadn't fouled, limited Gonzaga's best player to like 15 minutes because of foul trouble, Gonzaga would have won that title. I think they were the best team. That's neither here nor there now. They have not yet done it, but that's another reason I liked both Gonzaga and Virginia before the year. I thought they were both ready. I thought they were like Villanova was ready. You know, someone wrote me last night and said, yeah, but Walt, every time I take Gonzaga, they let me down. I said, yeah, but people said the same thing about Villanova until they didn't. And that's where we are with Gonzaga. Killian Tilly is so talented. You're talking about a 6'10 guy with almost limitless range. And anytime he gets his feet set from three, you just know it's going in. He is the living, breathing definition of a stretch four, and he makes Gonzaga impossible to guard. Impossible. There's no way to guard them. You've got a great two. You've got a great one in Perkins. You have Hachimura, who's like some freak out of a sci-fi movie. I mean, Hachimura's arms are like 10 feet long. You know, he's like a pterodactyl. You know, he's listed at 6'8", 6'9". He's the longest 6'8" you're ever going to see. Because his arms are endless. And he's so skilled. And then you have Clark, who was a player of the year candidate too. And it was on, Brandon Clark's on most people's national player of the year list. I mean, CBS had him, what, 6 or something? He's the third or fourth or fifth best player in his own team. But he has a 44-inch vertical leap and can jump out of the building and is tough as can be. They just don't have any weakness. And the real problem now is you have two. They have more than that. But you have two incredible three-point shooters with Tilly back. And the problem is you have to extend on Tilly. And when you do, that opens up the entire middle of the court for Hachimura. Hachimura can't be guarded anyway by anybody in America. There's no one who can guard Hachimura. No one. But when you add Tilly to the mix, and now you're talking about even better court spacing and opening up the court, you don't have a chance. None. I not only think Gonzaga is going to win, I think they're about to crush people. I think they are going to storm to the NCAA title. I'm not sure there's a team in America that stay within 10 points of them. I see a lot of young teams, a lot of partial teams, teams that are good at this, teams that are good at that. That team's good at everything. They have an elite point guard. They have an elite two. They have elite shooting. They have elite rebounding. They have elite length. Let me tell you about Earth Creations and Optinus. You know, I was up at Traveler's Rest. I met with Donald and his whole family. What an incredible operation. An amazing state-of-the-art facility. I toured it. They've been over 40 years of manufacturing experience in the U.S. The facility is just endless. Football fields and football fields. The lab itself is enormous. And this is where they make and create and bottle Optinus. Optinus is clinically proven to increase your stamina. You'll gain lean muscle. You'll improve your physique. You'll build bigger muscles fast. You want to change the way you look seemingly overnight. This is Optinus. Our bodies naturally use only 10 to 25% of the protein we consume for muscle building. With Optinus, you're using over 70% of the protein for muscle repair and development rather than it just being used as fuel. And this is because Optinus is working on a genetic level. So your body utilizes more carbs and fats for energy. It stores protein then directly into your muscle tissues. The end result, build big muscles fast. Get stronger, get bigger, faster. Get thinner. Eliminate the fat. Optinus combines muscle building with increased endurance. The combo means you get back in shape faster. The clinical studies all prove it. Optinus will let you work out more frequently with much less soreness. You'll be able to run further, bike further, hit the gym harder, do it again tomorrow without a second thought. You'll increase stamina. You'll gain lean muscle. You'll improve overall physique faster. You'll look good. You'll feel good. You'll improve recovery. Proven safe, clinically tested. This is Optinus. As remember, as always, consult your physician before beginning any program, but it just doesn't get better. You take 3 capsules once a day, preferably with your highest protein meal. You get it at upstatemuscle.com, upstatemuscle.com. It's like $30 a bottle, and it just can't be any better. Upstatemuscle.com. Do it today. You'll thank me later. Quick break. Walt Tip to the Road Rage.
Vehicle repairs can be a painful experience, from shops that overcharge to mechanics who don't know what they're doing. My Garage by Essex, with over 100 years of combined experience, is that vehicle repair shop you've always wanted. Specializing in computer diagnostics and engine repairs, with a strong focus on preventative and scheduled maintenance, suspensions, brakes, heating and cooling. Call or stop by My Garage by Essex on Highway 93 in Clemson. 633-5800. Granger Nissan of Anderson is the home of the lifetime warranty. At Granger Nissan, we are all about family, so we are looking for a play ball kid for every Clemson weekend home game. Stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson to register your kid. You don't have to do anything, and nobody's going to pressure you into buying a car. Simply come by and register your kid to stand at home plate and shout, play ball. You'll get four tickets to the game, and your family and your kid will get an experience they will always remember. Granger Nissan of Anderson, proud partner of the Clemson Tigers.
Hi, Tiger fans. For the past 3 years, you've given Engineered Sleep Mattress Company your strong support and helped their business grow tremendously. They wanted to take a moment to simply say thank you. Thank you for supporting a local business. Thank you for supporting this radio station. And thank you for telling your friends and family about a great place to buy a mattress. If you're not sleeping well, then make 2019 your year to get some great sleep. Go visit Engineered Sleep Mattress Company in Greenville. If you're looking for the perfect Clemson gear, then look no further than the Tiger Sports Shop. You can be the ultimate Clemson fan from head to toe with the Tiger Sports Shop's vast selection of orange and purple apparel. Tiger Sports Shop provides everything Clemson for the Clemson fan. Are you looking for the Nike apparel that you see the Clemson players and coaches wearing on the sidelines? We are the exclusive provider of Nike sideline apparel. In Clemson, visit our stores at 1102 Tiger Boulevard or 364 College Avenue in Clemson. Go Tigers!
Have you ever looked at your carpet after a cleaning and thought, man, what is that gunk and residue they left behind? Do you worry about the harsh chemicals that cleaning companies use that could harm your loved ones? Well, worry no more. Zero Res is the standout carpet cleaner brand you can count on. Their patented no-residue cleaning system leaves no man behind on your beautiful home. Call today at 864-588-7300. Zero Res. Spell it backwards or forwards. It's the right way to clean.
We're here at the Trane Heating and Air Conditioning Testing Facility to see how unstoppable their products really are.
All right, well, I don't like this one at all. Okay, inside this climate chamber, it's raining incredibly hard on this Trane AC unit. It's 5 to 6 inches of water an hour, actually. Apparently, this room also does icy rain, but I'm definitely not sticking around for that. I'm completely soaked, but this machine doesn't seem to be slowing down at all. Clearly, it's hard to stop a Trane.
During the Trane Unstoppable event, now through May 31st, buy a qualifying Trane system from Pittman Heating and Air and choose special financing for 48 months or up to a $1,000 trade-in allowance on a qualifying new Trane system. Visit PittmanAC.com or call 864-606-3769 for complete program eligibility, dates, details, and restrictions. That's PittmanAC.com, subject to credit approval. License number M1646.
Trane, the most reliable heating and cooling brand.
No one knows sports like Walt knows sports. It's Road Rage with Walt Deptula on 105.5 The Roar.
Well, a hero's work is never done.
Now back to Walt and Ramona.
Who made the donuts? Krispy Kreme makes the donuts. They've been making the donuts since the early 60s in Anderson-Spartanburg. That's the Reese family. They do donuts right. You know, St. Patrick's Day is coming up. And in honor of St. Patrick's Day, Krispy Kreme has the green original glazed donuts. Very cool. You need to go get yourself some St. Patrick's Day green original glaze. They come fresh off the press 3 times a day. No one does donuts like the Reese family and Krispy Kreme. Again, they're the home for the New York Super Cheesecake Donut. Every seasonal change, every holiday, Krispy Kreme breaks out new flavors, new donuts. It's always something new in Anderson-Spartanburg. Again, they have the staple New York Super Cheesecake Donut, which is unbelievable. They have Ramona's, which is the Oreo cookie donut, which she thinks is the best ever. This is Krispy Kreme, Anderson-Spartanburg. And don't forget, for all your fundraising needs, I mean, what better way to raise money than through Krispy Kreme donuts? If you have some legitimate venture, I mean, think about the monies you could raise, you know, selling Krispy Kreme donuts to support your cause. All you need to do is call the Reese family in Anderson-Spartanburg, tell them that I told you this, and they will hook you up. They'll be glad to help you. Do it today.
And by the way, you can go bring the kids in to Anderson's Spartanburg Krispy Kreme, and you can watch the donuts being made right through the glass partition. You know why you can't do that at the other donut shops? Because they don't make them where they sell them. Here's a little newsflash for you.
Don't look.
Yeah, and by the way, donuts don't have an eternal life expectancy. All right, they don't last forever. So when you want them fresh, you really want them to be made where they're being sold. It's sort of a key point. And in Anderson Spartanburg Krispy Kreme, the donuts are made right in front of your eyes. Go see them. Trust me, you will thank me later. You want to get in, 654-7627, 654-7627. You know, Austin on Twitter put up a little question about most unstoppable shots in basketball history. And I think it's pretty simple. I think Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, the skyhook, was the most unstoppable shot in basketball history. I don't think anything is even close. I mean, that guy at 7'3" could make that shot with either hand from out to 20 feet. Out to 20 feet. You know, he could make that shot with either hand from the baseline from 18 feet out. There was no defending it. It's impossible. I mean, I think the only person who ever touched it was Julius Erving. I think Erving blocked one of his shots, but basically, you couldn't touch that shot. It's impossible. I mean, it's coming from such a ridiculous height, and he would shield you with his off arm. So if he was going to take that skyhook with his right hand, he would shield you with his left arm, or vice versa. And then, two, I think, is Wilt Chamberlain's finger roll. I would say that's the other most unstoppable shot in basketball history. In terms of Clemson spring football, you know, David Hood did a piece on TigerNet in which he quoted a number of players talking about defensive tackle Tyler Davis as a freak. So, you know, that's going to be something to watch. I mean, obviously, there's some opportunity there at the defensive tackle spots, and it was a number of guys who were quoted in the piece of singing the praises of Tyler Davis. So I think that's good for business. Some of the other young guys that have been singled out, KJ Henry, Justin Foster, Logan Cash. So I think a lot of positives early from some of the young defensive linemen. You know, we're seeing some position flux, and that Kendrick at least temporarily has been moved to defense to play corner position because of the need for bodies. You know, that'll change, I think, in the fall when Andrew Booth and others come in. But if it doesn't, that works too. I mean, Kendrick is an exceptional athlete regardless of what side of the football he plays on. You know, so I think I think there's a lot of good that we're hearing out of Clemson's camp. Nothing too surprising. You know, you're talking about a loaded team that really doesn't have any weaknesses. Texas's Iceman's finger roll was tough too. It was. It just wasn't being done at 8 or 9 feet up in the air. That's the difference. You know, I think when you look at where Clemson is, they're a national champion team that's absolutely loaded and is not going to reinvent themselves. You know, it's just next guy up and it just continues. I don't have any particular area of concern with Clemson's football team other than tight end. And, you know, and on the scale of concern for teams around the country, you know, the notion that Clemson's concern is the tight end, that's a much lesser concern than I have for most of the other teams in America. The other teams in America have much more substantial concerns than that. And I don't know what the answer is going to be at tight end. I have concerns about the role of an inline blocker, concerns about how that puts. I'm not particularly concerned about the role of a pass catcher at tight end. You know, I don't know that Clemson needs a detached type at tight end. I don't know that they need the type of contribution that they once got from Leggett regarding a guy who can get down the seams and give you a 6'6 target. Would it be nice to have? Yes. Would it be nice if Galloway was able to play and fulfill that same role? Yes. Is it an essential? No, because Clemson has so many receiving options that if you don't utilize the tight end heavily in the passing game, so what? I mean, I still don't know how you're going to stop all these weapons. I don't know how you're going to stop the number one quarterback. I don't know how you're going to stop the most explosive backfield in the country. I don't know how you're going to stop the most explosive receiving core in the country. I don't know how you're going to stop those things. So, really, you know, the situation at tight end is more of a luxury situation. And nobody is great at every single spot. As I said, I'm not concerned with the element of a pass catcher in the offense at the tight end spot. I'm more concerned with the element of an inline blocker. Because, you know, again, I hear people talk about the fact, well, Clemson could go to more four wide receiver sets. I don't know that that's really what they want to do. I mean, I think that from a philosophical standpoint, and look, they're going to play to whatever their strengths are, but from a philosophical standpoint, they're desirous of balance. They want to be balanced. And why wouldn't you be when you have the type of balanced weapons that Clemson has? I mean, you don't want to ignore Etienne and Dixon and even Feaster. You don't want to ignore those backs. You know, they're too good to ignore. They're too explosive, too dynamic, especially when you can spread people out. You know, it opens up the running lanes and all three of those guys can go the distance on any play. So I think when you look at who Clemson is, the only real question that I have or will have by the time fall camp is through, again, there are some little areas that I want to say, but the biggest concern would be the role of an inline blocker at the tight end position. And it may just be that Clemson utilizes other personnel to help in that regard. Now, you don't want to telegraph what you're doing, and that would be the concern, but you know, different guys fill different roles. That's the way it is anyway. And if Williams is not going to be available to be an inline blocker, an option, and Galloway is not going to be available to be a tight end receiving option, then you're going to have to do something else. But as of now, that's it for me. That's my concern. By the way, Gage Cervenka said in that same article that they're calling Tyler Davis Baby Dex. that's meant in a positive manner. So, you know, I think so far so good. You have a team that is going to have some new personnel defensively, but I'm not worried about the linebacker level. I think Clemson has talent and depth at the linebacker level, and I think they have people who've been waiting to get a chance to play. There's certainly experience on the back end at the safety positions. Is there still potentially an issue or two back there in terms of coverage in certain situations? Maybe. But, you know, the same guys who were on the field to beat Alabama by 25 points are going to be on the field again, which has to provide you with a sense of optimism. At the safety spots. And then, I still think this. I still think the biggest news Clemson got in the whole process was when Isaiah Simmons decided to return. I think he's the missing piece that would have been difficult to replace. I do think there are a number of guys that are on this team in the pipeline who are going to have the chance to play that role in the future and probably play at a really high level. But in the immediate, there would have been a massive drop-off from Isaiah Simmons because of his athletic versatility and his length. He's just so ideally suited to fill that role. There would have been a drop-off. So I think when he elected to return, it was somewhat on a par with like David Scarra electing to return to the basketball team. I think it was important. Tester asked, do you think we'll see more throws to the running backs? Maybe pressure release, protect your quarterback. you know, we haven't seen a ton of that. You know, I warned at the national championship game that you might see Etienne utilized in screen passes or pressure release plays as a way to break tendencies. And if you remember, in the very first play of the game, they did it. And it didn't connect. It was there. It could have gone for a score on the very first offensive snap. I think it was the first offensive snap. But never really had much occasion to go back to it. You know, I don't know. I mean, obviously, the guy with the best hands out of those three would appear to be Feaster, but I think he's going to get the least playing time out of the three. Because, you know, you just, all three of those guys are going to play. There's no question about that. And in a sense, Dixon's a bit of a replica part to Etienne. He may even be a step more explosive, as astonishing as that seems, or as impossible as that seems. But you certainly have the tools to be able to do whatever you want. It's going to be really difficult to go in with a game plan for how to defend Clemson football this year. I'm not sure. I wouldn't want to be that guy. I wouldn't want to be that guy who has to try and figure out a way to contain all of those elements. In fact, the real problem is, you know, most defensive coordinators go in with a game plan of wanting to take away the run first. I mean, you can do that, but I mean, you can commit to trying to do that against Clemson, but at what cost? See, that's the real problem with trying to defend Clemson, is that right now there's no real workable defensive game plan for dealing with the totality of the weapons that Clemson has. Not that I can see. Let me tell you about Turner's Jewelers in the Applewood Shopping Center in Seneca. Look, Turner's is a special place. It's a family-owned business. It's privately owned. It's not a chain. And they have everything you could possibly think of. If it's time to pop the question, Turner's has the largest selection of diamonds in the upstate. I mean, it's not even close. And they're all in stock. So they have a diamond for you, a perfect diamond for you, a perfect diamond for the person you love. Every price range, every quality. You know, you want a 1 carat in a certain price range? Fine. You want a half carat? Fine. You want a 4 carat? Mark has whatever you want. So go see him if it's time to pop the question. Watches, their selection is unparalleled. I couldn't find a Manly watch. I found one at Turner's. I bought my watch at Turner's. Pandora. Enormous selection of Pandora. They have a Pandora store within the store. It's run by two corporately trained Pandora experts, ladies. They're terrific. They know the whole line inside and out. They stock tens of thousands of pieces of Pandora, including the new collegiate line. So Tiger Paws and colors. You can get Pandora in your favorite team colors and insignias now. This is Turner's Jewelers in the Applewood Shopping Center in Seneca. Get out there today. I promise you will thank me later. You want to get in, now's a good time. 654-7627, 654-7627. Walt Tiptula Road Rage, quick break.
Join 105.5 The Roar for the Mark Childress Show, sponsored by S.H. Carter, co-host of the Tiger Tailgate Show and weekend sports anchor at Channel 7. Mark Childress interviews your favorite players and takes a hard look at recruiting. The Mark Childress Show, Saturdays at 9 a.m., only on 105.5 The Roar.
Hey guys, this is Taj Boyle with Lakeside Lodge Clemson. It's been a great year for Tiger football and for Lakeside Lodge. We want to say thank you for welcoming us to the Clemson family. Construction is well underway, and there are a handful of luxury condos remaining. If you haven't gotten yours yet, call us today to schedule a tour, or come see me at our sales office at 906 Tiger Boulevard. Trust me, you'll want to be a part of this Lakeside Lodge Clemson. It belongs here, and so do you.
Hate pollen? Join the club. With the Sphinx Car Wash Club, wash pollen away every day. Get unlimited daily washes for just $19.99 a month, plus your first 2 months half off. Join at Sphinx.com or one of our tunnel wash locations.
Sphinx, making life easier.
Let us bring your new Honda directly to you. Henrik Honda Easily now offers direct on-site demos of your new Honda. Don't want to deal with traffic? Henrik Honda Easy will bring your new Honda to your work, home, or church. Call today to schedule your personal on-site car buying experience from Henrik Honda Easily. Call 864-855-1234 or visit ilovehenrikhondaeasily.com. Again, ilovehenrikhondaeasily.com. Experience a world-class difference at Henrik Honda Easily.
Mark Childress here. Join me at the Big Splash event this Saturday at Clemson Marina.
I'll be there live 9 till noon for the third annual Big Splash sales event, full of great deals on boats, vendors, and family fun. The Big Splash event this Saturday at Clemson Marina.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire short list of unicorns.
Now, get a $50 credit to give your first job posting premium placement at Indeed.com/credit. Terms, conditions, quality standards, and usage limits apply. Additional terms online.
Carolina Heating Service has the power to keep the upstate comfortable with the most innovative products and an award-winning team of technicians. Kick off the new year with a free water heater when you purchase a new HVAC system. If your HVAC unit is needing replaced, chances are your water heater is ready too. Why not do both? Call us for an in-home estimate and let us know you heard it on WCCP The Roar. Free water heater is only for a limited time. Call us today. Carolina Heating Service, 864-232-5684 or online at carolinaheating.com.
If you haven't signed up for Seneca's Half Marathon and 5K, you need to go ahead and make a commitment to do it. Whether it's a bucket list, a resolution, maybe you've never thought about running a 5K, but you've always wanted to, well, you can do it. Sign up today, $25, and you're going to get a great gift bag. Things like a dry fit shirt, a sleeve. If you don't know what that is, you can go online, you can check it out. Also, a buff that goes over your face when it's cold outside running. And we've got some more great prizes to give away, too. Julian Davis is going to be there as the start of the race. Bradley's Jewelers going to give away a nice prize, and Henry Ramirez is going to be there greeting you with a smile once you finish the 5K and the half marathon, and a finisher's medal for the half marathoners. And we got cash prizes. It's Race for the Green. Come on out. Spend St. Patrick's Day with us March 16th at Shapers Recreation Complex. If you want to check out the website, you can do it. Find out more information at www.seneca.sc.us. It's Seneca's Half Marathon and 5K March 16th. Sign up today.
No one's better than Walt Deptula. Just ask him. It's Road Rage on 105.5 The Roar.
Oh, that's hilarious. You should be on TV.
Now, back to Walt and Ramona.
Welcome to the Road Rage. You know, it's interesting. There have been texts coming in that I didn't even see on the Health Dare text line about the most unstoppable shots in basketball history. Oh, before I get to that, hey, Ramona, Ben from Anderson writes, Anderson Krispy Kreme is awesome. Take my daughter there for father-daughter dates all the time. Love that, Ben. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. There's a little photo here, too. Oh, there she is. There she is at the table enjoying the Krispy Kreme donuts from Anderson. That's what we're talking about, Ben. Thank you very much. I received a Jack Sikma. Who'd have thunk it? A Jack Sikma reference. Texas said Jack Sikma rarely got his jump shot blocked because he cocked it way behind his head all the time. That is, in fact, a true statement. You know, he didn't get off the ground very much, but Sikma was 6'11", and he pulled the ball way back over his head, sort of like Jamal Wilkes did, sort of the same type of shooting motion, except, you know, obviously the release point was made it all but impossible to block. In addition to that, Sikma stepped back on that shot. He would basically create contact and then step back on that shot. Texture 275 says, what do you think of Grant Williams when SEC Player of the Year? Does he have a shot in National Player of the Year? Grant Williams would be my choice. And no, he doesn't have a shot at National Player of the Year. I think it's wrong because I think he should. I'm not sure. I'm not sure what people are thinking about. I mean, I saw CBS's rankings the other day, and they had Grant Williams 9. I don't know what you've been watching all year. I mean, I know you people are all hopped up on Duke and that you can't suck oxygen because your heads are so far up Krzyzewski's that the air is thin. I get it. But at some point, there's got to be some sort of connection to reality. How you have Grant Williams, how you watch this college basketball season, and you come away thinking that Grant Williams is the ninth best player in the nation? It's just mystifying to me. I mean, look, I could see you not putting him one, maybe. I could see him maybe. I could see you making case for other guys. Okay. All right, so maybe he's four. Worst case scenario. Nine? He's nine? I'm sorry. You haven't paid any attention to basketball all year, I guess. I don't know what else to say. Steve, 28 points, not 25, loss. What is that? What's that in reference now? Help me. Another test says, Larry says, well, some of the most enjoyable times I've had watching basketball was when I lived in the Denver area in the 70s, and the Denver Nuggets had David Thompson, Dan Issel, Bobby Jones, Bryant Stith, Monty Tau. You know, Dan Issel is one of the all-time underrated players, both in the ABA and the NBA. Dan Issel was a little Larry Bird-like. I mean, he was 6'9", powerful, could shoot it out to 30 feet, maybe even beyond that, was a scoring machine. I mean, Dan Issel was a great player at Kentucky, too. And Bobby Jones is one of the more unheralded great players in history because he's arguably the greatest non-center defensive player to ever live. Ever. 6'9", long arms, always got the task of guarding Bird when he was playing with the Sixers when they went up against Boston in their heyday. It was always Bobby Jones who got that assignment. Bobby Jones, 6'9", really athletic guy, could really run the court, worked as a lane filler, never said a word. I mean, really one of the more underrated players who ever lived. And he also played at North Carolina. He played at North Carolina at the time that Bob McAdoo played at North Carolina. I think McAdoo was only at North Carolina for a year though. And Bobby Jones, certainly one of the great players to ever play, especially from a defensive standpoint. Yeah. But those were certainly, certainly fun teams. I was asked about, what about Michael Jordan's fadeaway? You know, it's hard with Jordan because he had such a repertoire that it's hard to just sort of single out one shot. Because I think you could say Jordan's fadeaway, you could say Bird's fadeaway. You know, you could say Hakeem Olajuwon's dream shake, all that stuff. But one is that Jabbar hook shot because there's never been anything close to that. I mean, the all-time leading scorer in basketball, the vast majority of those shots were hook shots with either hand, and there was just no way, absolutely no way to defend it. And then two, I think would be Chamberlain's finger roll, because again, Chamberlain was, you know, 7'2" and 300 pounds and the strongest player ever lived. And you were at his mercy whenever he backed you down. And then he would just reach out and roll the ball over the front of the rim. Texted Kevin McHale's drop step. Yeah, but that's not a shot per se. You know, McHale, along with Olajuwon, had the best Pete Newell big man camp, low block moves I've ever seen. And probably you put McHale first because some of what Olajuwon did, he couldn't teach. I mean, he couldn't necessarily teach the dream shake thing. But Olajuwon had all those same, he had all of the technical stuff too. He just fancied it up a little bit, but he had all of the technical Pete Newell, big man camp, low block moves. But McHale would turn you every which way but loose. I mean, if you let McHale catch the ball on the low block, you had no chance. You were not going to stop him from getting whatever he wanted. The only chance he had was just to hope he missed. Now, the problem was him catching the ball because he had hands of stone. And only Bird regularly fed McHale, and that's what the Celtics wanted because, you know, Bird even talked about this. Every pass to McHale had to be exact. It had to be perfect. You know, you just couldn't just toss it into him casually. You couldn't, let me put it this way, you couldn't Danny Ainge him the ball because Ainge, there's a turnover waiting to happen. It took Larry Bird to feed McHale. But once McHale caught the ball,
on the low block, then you had no chance. None. Tessie asked, what about Dirk's fadeaway? It was incredible. Incredible. But once McHale caught the ball on the low block with that array of Pete Newell big man camp moves he had, and the fact that his arms were 10 feet long. I mean, McHale's 6'10 with arms that were, I mean, touch the floor. Maybe the longest arms of any NBA player ever. And so when you combine those low block moves with his arm length and his height, there was absolutely no way to defend him. The time to defend McHale was prior to the catch. Because once he caught it, you were absolutely at his mercy. These are some interesting answers. I mean, maybe we can add another one to it, Ramona. James Harden travel step back.
You still don't like that, do you?
Well, you know, I mean, he travels virtually every time he takes that shot.
They're used to him doing it.
So oh, yeah. There are no calls on that. But yeah, somebody wrote me and said Rick Barry from the foul line. Yeah, Rick Barry shot free throws underhanded, and he was a machine. He's the greatest free throw shooter in history. And there may be guys who percentage points are higher now, but Barry was the greatest free throw shooter in history. And he shot them underhanded. At one point, Rick Barry, they brought Barry in to try and help Chamberlain with free throws because Chamberlain was one of the worst free throw shooters in history. Chamberlain tried everything. Chamberlain tried shooting from the elbows. He tried shooting from the top of the key. Chamberlain tried actually shooting free throws from the top of the key. He was such a terrible free throw shooter. You know what the most amazing thing about that is? On the day that Chamberlain scored 100 points against the Knicks, a mark that still stands and will always stand, on the day that he scored 100 points, I think he went 28 of 31 from the free throw line. And that's the most amazing part about his 100 points, because he was such a hideous free throw shooter. But on the day that he needed to get to 100, I believe he went 28 of 31, which is incredible. Texas Walt, was McHale a good college player? He was. He played at Minnesota. He was not nearly the player that he became at the pro level now. McHale was a good player, but there was no expectation of him becoming the player that he eventually became. Yeah, he was part, along with Robert Parrish, of the Joe Barry Carroll deal, which fundamentally wound up bringing both those guys to Boston. And Joe Barry Carroll was the heralded 7-1 center out of Purdue who played for the Golden State franchise and never delivered on his alleged potential. And obviously that made the Celtics a lot better. Clemson Brown says, favorite ridiculous free throw style was Bill Cartwright. Yeah, you know, Cartwright had this delay at the top of his motion. It's probably actually illegal because you convinced, and then he had this, I don't know how to even describe it. It was sort of like he squeezed it off with both hands. But he had this delay and then this sort of squeeze it off style with both hands. I've had multiple people say George Gervin finger roll was great too. It was. And Gervin had such tremendous touch on his finger roll. Look, Gervin was one of the greatest shooter scorers ever lived. I mean, and Gervin was 6'6" and all bone. You know, he was just rail thin, but he had long arms and he was just a shot maker. I mean, he could shoot the ball like from any angle and any distance. He had great range. He was a scoring machine. And he had the finger roll, you know, and his finger roll is very different than Chamberlain's finger roll, because Gervin would shoot that thing from 10, 12 feet and he could just float it up in the air right above your head. Even with centers, he would just float it just out of your reach. And he had unbelievable touch on it. It was certainly an incredible shot. Again, not as unstoppable as Chamberlain's, because for the reasons already mentioned, Chamberlain's finger roll was down at the basket. Chamberlain would back you down You couldn't stop him. You couldn't hold him off. You couldn't maintain post position. He would just back you down, and then he would reach out over you with his right arm and just lay it in over the rim, and there was nothing you could do about it. So that's the definition of unstoppable, because it was physically unstoppable. Texas says, let's talk about the most. Hey, Ramona. Texas says, let's talk about the most stoppable shots. I'll start with LeBron's 3-point shot. Heck, any shot by LeBron other than a dunk. The most stoppable shots. That's hysterical. Dexter 932 says Dr. J baseline reverse layup. Yeah, if you're talking about the move he made against the LA Lakers, yeah, that's, listen, what made Julius Erving incredible in the air was not just his leaping ability, but he had total control of the ball. It was like a tennis ball in his hand, and he could do anything he wanted. He had long arms. When he was airborne, he could do anything he wanted with the ball in the air. There has never been another guy in the history of the game who could do the things that Julius Erving did in the game. Nobody. Not even close. There have been other great dunkers. There have been one-foot dunkers, two-foot dunkers, power dunkers. But there has never been another guy who could do the things in the air with the basketball that Julius Erving could. I mean, not even remotely close. Tiger Greg, I'm coming right to you on the other side. Let me tell you about HealthDare. You know, HealthDare is not just a weight loss program. HealthDare is a cellular health company. Their goal is to wean you off your medicines and quickly. If your life is being consumed as you consume medicine, if you're tied to it, locked into it, high blood pressure medicine, gout medicine, diabetes medicine, HealthDare's goal is to get you well. It's to free you. It's to help you take your life back again. Are you living your life? Are you enjoying your life with your kids? Are you missing out? You know, this is what HealthDare is. HealthDare can change your life. Frances Foster lost 120 pounds on HealthDare. She's so excited. She no longer has to gasp for breath while walking to her car. She's enjoying visiting theme parks, climbing mountains, doing all things she could never do before. 1-877-I-DARE-ME, 1-877-I-DARE-ME. Call them.
Safe at home plate in the Priority One Security Studios. We are WCCP, Clemson, Greenville, 105.5, The Roar.
Hey guys, this is Taj Boyle with Lakeside Lodge Clemson. It's been a great year for Tiger football and for Lakeside Lodge. We want to say thank you for welcoming us to the Clemson family. Construction is well underway, and there are a handful of luxury condos remaining. If you haven't gotten yours yet, call us today to schedule a tour or come see me at our sales office at 906 Tiger Boulevard. Trust me, you'll want to be a part of this Lakeside Lodge Clemson. It belongs here, and so do you.
The first weekend of the NCAA tournament is the greatest betting event of the year. Whether you like filling out a bracket, picking a national champion, predicting first round upsets, or all of the above, MyBookie is the perfect home for your March Madness fun. Will Zion Williamson and his teammates cement their legacy at Duke with a title? Can Virginia get past its loss to a 16 seed last year? And can Kentucky get back to the Final Four? If you know the answers, or even if you don't, MyBookie is the place to get in on the action. They have something for everyone, even you. Multiple bracket guy. MyBookie has been in business for years. Their goal is to give you the best customer service in the business. And the best part is, they pay out fast when you win. I'm talking 48 hours. Bet with the best. Then kick back and enjoy March Madness while you watch your picks cash in.